Hello everyone. Now, excuse me if something doesn't go right or sound right. I have a whole pile of new technology for the podcasts and the vlogs, and I am just learning how to use them. So please bear with me while I learn how to do this crap. So thank you so much for taking the time out to join me today. If you're new to the blog podcast, please head over to our social media pages on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, and Instagram. There I will update you on crimes that we have covered or crimes that we will be discussing in future segments. I would also like you, I wish to invite you to send me any cases you would like for me to cover in future podcasts or vlogs. If there's a really, there's a case that you really, really, really want to know more about, just pop on over to Facebook, go to either Effed Up True Crime, EFFED, True Crime, or you can go to KL Lee Author and shoot me a friend request, and I always accept. And just let me know if there is a case that you would like me to cover. Okay. So, also don't forget that my debut true crime book will be out on the 29th of this month. So, in 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks I think it is. 2 weeks tomorrow, I think. And it's called Mummy, I Thought You Loved Me. So, and it is going to be a harrowing tale, absolutely, about all these children that have been abused or have ended up murdered by people, not so much just mums, but people that were put in charge of children, and kids that thought that these people would protect them. And it's not going to be an easy read, but they deserve to have a voice. They deserve to have their stories told so that we can try, I mean, it's an impossibility to look at, but to try to stop these things from happening. I know that it's a big ask and it's a big reach, but maybe, you know, maybe someone sees something and goes, oh crap, I'm doing that, I need to get help. But they deserve not to be forgotten about either, you know. I know a lot of people try to move on with their lives when things happen, and I know I have, but a lot of people can't. They can't bring themselves to, because there was so much going on as a child. And yeah, they deserve to have a voice. Right, so today's subject is it's a tough one, completely tough. I could not believe my eyes when I came across these two cases. So yeah, we'll be looking into two because they were just so similar. It was eerie. It felt like the only difference was they were in different countries to one another. I couldn't believe it when I came across it. They are two cases of child abuse and neglect that resulted in the death of 2 3-year-olds. Which should never happen. Accidents happen, yes, but neglect, there's no excuse for neglect. So I would like to give a trigger warning, because some people can't handle these sorts of stories, and that is fair enough, because no one wants to upset anyone here, especially not me. And look, if you don't think you can handle listening, please, please, please turn us off. I won't blame you. I won't be upset, that's for sure. Your mental health comes first before anything. It's far more important than me getting likes and views on YouTube. It's just, if we get them, we get them. That's wicked, thank you. But when it comes to mental health, I very much believe that people need to have self-preservation at all times. You need to get yourself out of any circumstance that could upset you, that could cause you any harm or harm, you know, harm to yourself. That's not on. That needs to be first. So our first case today comes out from, it came out of Tokyo, Japan, and it's a very recent case, both are, and it took place between the 5th and the 13th of June last month in 2020. So we're in July, so that's, you know, very, 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 very soon. So there won't be a lot. I've got the majority of the details, but they're keeping a tight lid on this one. It took place between 5th and 13th of June, as I stated. 24-year-old mother, Saki Kakashi, was arrested and taken in for questioning for neglecting her 3-year-old daughter, Noah. According to local detectives, Saki and her daughter lived alone in an apartment complex in Tokyo's Ota Ward. They lived together there on their own since July 2017, following Saki's divorce to Noah's father. So it must have been just before she was born, that they separated, if I have done my maths correctly, which I'm pretty sure I have. But it's understood that Saki was known for leaving her daughter alone while going to work or just out on the town for the night. But on the 5th of last month, Saki left her 3-year-old daughter Noah home for 8 days while she traveled 600 miles away from her apartment, away from the apartment where her daughter was, to visit her new boyfriend slash lover. So 600 miles. It was something like a 2-hour flight, I read in one report. Who goes on a 2-hour flight for 8 days and leaves their child alone? I'll never understand people like this. I'll never understand the psyche and the mental capacity behind these awful, awful, heinous crimes. I will never get it. Now, a friend of Saki told police she would leave home for several days, usually returning at night, while her daughter was unattended. And wouldn't you think that if a friend had knowledge of the fact that the child was alone for this time, that someone would call welfare or have a welfare check done through police, instead of just, you know, telling the police about it after? I would just have to be told that a child is by themselves for 10 minutes and I'm getting the cops down there. Let me tell you, you don't do that. So it seems that no one was looking out for this child. No one gave a rat's ass about this kid. The autopsy revealed that little Noah's stomach was empty. However, she didn't appear to be thin, overly thin. But it also stated in the autopsy that she didn't have any open wounds. Which surprises me, considering she was on her own for 8 days. 3-year-olds try to climb everything. 3-year-olds try to get into places that they can't get out of. They scratch themselves, they have the occasional bruise. So how is this child alone for 8 days and not a scratch? To me, it tells me that this child must have passed away fairly early on in this 8-day trip. Well, in the mother's 8-day absence. Her cause of death was put down as severe dehydration and malnourishment. She also suffered from a horrible rash on her bottom with open blisters. Any of us that have had children know what nappy rash can look like. And let me tell you, it's not pretty. And for a child to have the same nappy on for so long, or diaper, depending on where you live in the world. it's a horrible rash that can only be cured by either letting that bum free for a while without being encapsulated in a nappy, or cream, vitamin cream. So the toddler was only wearing her nappy / diaper when she was found, and it was clear it hadn't been changed in days, of course, but to top things off, the house was littered with both trash and feces. So this child was living in squalor, alone. Who knows what she tried to eat? Police announced that they suspected that Psyche both neglected and abused the toddler on many occasions leading up to her death. When interviewed, Noah's daycare centre stated that the little one had not attended daycare where she was booked in for well over a year. My best guess is that entire year she was left alone when her mother went off to do whatever it was she wanted to do, and maybe childcare fees were the reason that there was no more daycare. It wouldn't surprise me. In the beginning, during her voluntary questioning with police, Saki said she thought it would be all right to leave her child alone in the apartment, but she did deny leaving the child for 8 days. She claimed it was only a few hours. While investigating, police found that there were no reports whatsoever filed in regards to 3-year-old Noah in reference of treatment of the tot with any child welfare services. None. No police inquiries, no health checks, no one bothered. It seems that a lot of people around her knew what she was doing and knew that what she was doing was wrong, but no one went out of their way to make a complaint, which says so much about them to me. Not one person was looking out for this child, not even the child's mother. I don't know where the child's father was in all of this. I have not been able to find out anything about the father. And I've really tried, but because it's a developing investigation, things can be hard to get a hold of in the beginning, as I've explained in the previous podcast that we had. So it could just be that once they divorced, that was it. They were literally separate ways and that was it, nothing else. After Saki shifts at work, where she worked as a bartender and a waitress, it's reported she'd stay up partying with friends until dawn, leaving little Noah alone in the apartment. It also came out that the tot was left alone for 3 entire days back in May of 2020, so 2 months ago, while the mother went away for another quick holiday. I don't know if it was to this new lover's, as it doesn't say, but she went away. So as it seems, at least this is how it seems to me, is she figured that the child survived 3 days, so why not extend that to 8? That's all I can put it down to. A man in his 70s who lived in the same apartment complex as the pair told police, "I have never seen them together at all this year." Does that mean the child was stuck in the house for an entire year? Does that mean, because we all know, you know, the older people, you know, I can't wait to be in my 70s and 80s because I am going to be Miss Marple. I am now, but it's going to be tenfold. So the older you get, the nosier you get. So if this 70-year-old hasn't seen him, I'm going to say that the top probably did not leave the apartment for that year. But that's just my guess. Now, when Saki returned to the apartment on 13th of June 2020, after her 8-day vacation, she made an emergency call to paramedics at 3:55 p.m. saying, "My daughter is not breathing." So soon after that call, the 3-year-old was taken to hospital where she was sadly pronounced deceased. Now, initially in her voluntary questioning with police, Saki lied to them saying, "My daughter's condition worsened a few days before my emergency call." So she was telling police that she was there, in fact, at the apartment with her daughter. And said that she just ate a little bit of porridge, rice porridge. So far, because it's so new, there have been no updates. There have been no Google alerts on my phone. But I'll keep an eye out. The moment there's news, the moment there is an update, the moment there is a court hearing, I will be sure to update you all on this case. Now, the second case we're looking at today, it's just so similar to Noah's. It's so similar, it's really crazy. This case took place in Russia on the 13th of February in 2019 by an evil mother who was 21 years old, and her name is Maria Plankina. So Maria left her 3-year-old daughter, Christina, alone in their rubbish-strewn apartment. The apartment was covered in graffiti as well. And she left her there for 7 days while she went on a party and drinking binge with friends. 7 days. What the hell is wrong with these people? And I'll put photos up of this apartment, which I'm probably doing right now because I'm editing. But it's disgraceful. I don't even think a rat should live there. So Maria hadn't been single for all that long. She actually had literally just broken up with the child's father. So while she'd left little Christina at home alone, the mother stayed with a friend by the name of Anastasia, who said to police that Maria had lied to her, saying that Christina was being cared for by a friend. And then Anastasia told investigators that she had paid for Maria's daily visits to nightclubs and cafes and also bought all of her alcohol for her. Not sure what that has to do with an investigation, but it was a statement, so we put it in. Now, the child's distraught grandmother, Maria's mother, had been in touch daily with her daughter on social media, and Maria kept telling her that the granddaughter was fine. Christina's fine. She's being looked after, she's being cared for, it's okay, Mum. She's fine. But in reality, she had locked the door on her daughter. She even had both the electricity and the water shut off before leaving for this 7-day binge. Wow. So the little one couldn't even get a drink. If, you know, some of them are able to pull the taps or whatever, but she wouldn't have even had this opportunity to be able to do so. And it's just terrible. Fortunately, she is still being she was being detained immediately as the investigation was, because it was submitted under murder of a child using extreme cruelty. They take it very seriously over there, and you are able to be held without bond. Now, Christina's grandmother said she would have happily cared for the child if she only knew her daughter had left her alone. Quote, "She lied to me. She told me that everything was fine. She lied to everyone. I never thought that Maria could do such a thing. If only I had spotted something was wrong. I would have taken the girl. She has shown the highest class of professional acting. If you deceive everyone to such an extent, I completely did not know about my, I did not know my daughter, as it turns out. Close quote. When Maria was detained, she didn't cry. She didn't cry. She showed no regret. This is according to law enforcement. There was nothing. I don't know if she was in shock or what, but there was absolutely no regret shown. The autopsy then showed that poor little Christina, who was only 3 years old, passed away from severe dehydration and malnutrition along with hypothermia. Now, hypothermia, so she froze to death, basically. In this day and age, this cannot and should not be happening. I mean, yeah. Once prosecutors and defense had their cases ready to go, Maria was judged psychologically fit to face trial. And when she was brought in to the court, she remained calm in a glass court cage as she was convicted of the murder of a child with particular cruelty, it was stated. During the trial, the judge rebelled. He wanted to have his say. He rebelled against the mother and said she has extremely sick mind because she put a baby in great danger. It is nothing but a cruel murder. On top of that, the mother seems to have no regret. Good on the judge. When Maria was called to speak at the hearing, she said, yes, I left her alone. Yes, I closed the water off and left the child without water and food. She also said, I never wanted her to die. I loved her with all my life. I did everything to make sure she has all she needs. I took care of her and I loved her. I did not have a willful intent to kill her. I did not understand I would come back and find her dead. So poor little Christina was actually found deceased on her birthday, on her third birthday. It was actually the grandmother who discovered her little body when she wanted to celebrate Christina's birthday. So she came over to visit her and she had boxes of presents for the tot. And the grandmother, she found her naked, lifeless and surrounded by a tiny amount of leftover food. Christina was so hungry at one stage that she even tried to eat washing powder. It was found in her stomach. So she was at the point where she was trying to eat laundry detergent. That's what the court heard. That was what was said at trial. Judge Roman told the court Maria understood that her crime was cruel in nature. She shut off the water and there was no electricity in the apartment. The girl was dying slowly. During this time, the mother went to bars and nightclubs and looked for a job. And only returning 1 week later after hearing the child had died. So who knows how long she was actually planning on being gone for. She misled her own mother and friends, saying the girl was under supervision during that week she was away with friends. Saying the girl was under supervision during that week she was away with friends. Before Christina was left alone for that week, she only weighed 17 pounds, around half of what is expected of a 3-year-old child. The grandmother begged the judge to give her daughter the maximum sentence possible in a prison colony. That was her statement that the judge is allowed to give. The mother was so angry, she sat on the prosecution side and she was very vocal about having her daughter stay behind bars for the rest of her life. So there's no love lost in that relationship. And, you know, after seeing so many of these murderers and killers and parents, you know, parents killing their children and seeing the families sit on their side and back them up, this is really refreshing to me. It really shows that they do want justice. They do want these people to pay regardless of the relationship. A campaign group against child cruelty was set up in Christina's name. And they condemned the jail term because Maria was only sentenced to 13 years in a penal colony. 13 years for knowingly leaving her child at home to die. And 1 year after she is released, she has to be under house arrest. Which still isn't enough for me. And one of the campaigners actually said to the reporters, "I am in shock. She will say she will have a maximum of 10 years. She will serve a maximum of 10 years and be freed in the prime of her life." Because remember, she's 21 at this stage. So she'll be in her 30s, you know, early 30s, and with good behaviour, she could even get out earlier. There was no statement of parole. I don't know how it works in Russia. Probably should have looked that up. And this campaigner also said the most terrible thing is that she will be able to give birth again. But no one can return Christina, ever. As long as there are such sad laws in our country, these creatures will continue to kill their children. And we see it everywhere. It's not even just in Russia. We see it in Russia. We see it everywhere. We see these parents getting away with murdering their children. We see these parents getting away with harming children. We see pedophiles getting disgusting sentences. There was this one pedophile, he was just put in prison and he was given 4 years, but parole in two. He could parole out in 2 years. What does that do? That doesn't do jack shit. That doesn't scare them. They don't care. They'll get what they want to do and that's it. So, as the other one, if there are any... I know that she's been jailed, but if there are any updates that do show up on this case, of course I will update you, as I have previous cases. It is a sad time in the world. A sad time. And now that we have a pandemic, which is scary for those people that, especially children, it's scary for these children that actually used to go to school so that they could have a break from home. And, you know, no abuse from home. So they're the ones that I'm thinking about since this pandemic came into play, because they have no relief. They have nothing. And so it's a very scary time. And domestic abuse as well between partners. Murder is up in domestics. Crimes within the home, they're up. We're seeing just so much more of it now, and we shouldn't. So, thank you for joining us. I need to actually go for a walk because I haven't been feeling great, and being cooped up is not working for me. So my doctor told me to go for a walk, but I told him that I had to do a podcast first and then I would. So I will. Got to keep this heart of mine thumping. So again, thank you for joining us. I will have another one up tomorrow. I am not sure what yet. I've got a few cases that are almost finished. So depends. I'll play eeny, meeny, miny, moe and figure it out. Because if I sit there and I just look at these cases, I can never make up my own. I can never make up my mind. I always need help. Or I'll just get my children to pick one for me. So thank you for joining us, and hopefully you join us tomorrow. And yeah, go check out the social media pages. We are there. We are waiting for your requests and comments on any cases that we share. And yeah, so we will see you tomorrow. Bye.